demonstrations required all hands on deck, and of course my publisher allowed me a few extra days to resolve my employer's requests. While I was grateful that ABC News caught a few factual errors that would have embarrassed me, they were also asking me to delete parts of my story that might cast ABC in an unfavorable light. Deleting those passages didn't feel right to me. They were all true, and they were some of the battle scars of my experience. My television agent and my book agent emailed me to express confusion that a news organization would try to censor a Puerto Rican African-American woman's story while they were covering global demonstrations demanding racial equity. One of them even calculated the percentages of people of color on the executive boards at Disney, ABC Entertainment, and ABC News. According to him, those figures range from 7 to 12%. I asked my attorneys to intervene, and thankfully, ABC relented. I didn't want to believe that racism played a part in their revision requests. We were just dotting some I's and crossing some T's, right? Then, on Friday, June 12th, I got a text from a reporter. Any journalist will tell you that they never want to become part of the story. But suddenly, I found myself in that odd and unenviable position. The reporter explained that he was writing a story that would be published shortly, and that as a courtesy, he wanted to give me a heads up that I would be mentioned. I immediately thought this was yet another article about The View. The show was always the subject of media fodder. The summer before, I was accused of being a leak of negative stories about the show. The accusation was hurtful and wholly untrue, and I was still angry about it. Then the reporter explained that his story was not about The View, but rather about a series of racist comments made by a senior talent executive at ABC News. It was alleged that the executive had called me low rent, had exclaimed during contract negotiations for Robin Roberts, the anchor of the network's flagship morning show, Good Morning America, that she was not being asked to pick cotton, and that my former ABC News office mate, Candace Gibson, currently an MSNBC anchor, one of the nicest people I've met, would not be paid as much as ABC paid for toilet paper. And finally, that Mara Schiavoncampo, a former ABC colleague, had entered into a non-disclosure agreement stemming from racial discrimination and could not comment on her alleged treatment at ABC. This executive not only managed ABC's diversity and inclusion efforts, but she was directly responsible for cultivating my career, negotiating my contracts, and providing network opportunities. I was floored. I felt incredibly sad, but I also felt relief. Many of the experiences I've had at ABC, including several described in these pages that Standards and Practices at first asked me to delete, well, if the allegations were true, all of the dots were connected. My suspicions that I was treated worse than my white colleagues, the fears that I tried to talk myself out of many times, maybe they were true. Had my employer, my home away from home, devalued, dismissed, and underpaid me because of my race? I had just read emails from them directing me to erase evidence of such treatment from my story. If I'm being honest, I wasn't even angry. I was deeply, profoundly shaken and saddened. I had been honest on air about my humble beginnings and about growing up in public housing. I thought it was important for anyone watching in similar positions to know that being a national talk show host was within their reach. And now, my roots were being disparaged. I was seen as not worthy, classless, cheap, trashy, low rent. I cried, silently alone. The next day, the article was published and went viral. The executive was placed on administrative leave. I received hundreds of calls and emails. I received calls from my co-hosts, colleagues, former colleagues, the top brass at ABC and Disney. Thousands of social media comments, most of support, but also many calling me a low-rent bitch.